The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon and today I'm joined by Shane, who is the man behind Debug Nelson, one of our sponsors here. So this is part of the Sponsor Spotlight series and I thought, what better time of year to get someone in who can tell us all about the craziness that's happening in the region with pests and stuff. Shane, can you tell us, first of all, a little bit about Debug Nelson?
Yes, morning, how you doing? Yes, Debug Nelson, I kicked it off myself probably 7-odd years ago. I was Flybuster's anti-ants and that was bought out, so I went out on my own and, started from there. I'd been doing, this is about 15 years I've been doing pest control, but on my own the last 7-odd years. It's great, helping people as best I can to rid their pest problems, so fighting the good fight on pest control.
So you must be getting slammed at the moment. There are ants everywhere. What is that the most common phone call that's coming through at the moment?
Yeah, this time of year, with spring and summer coming on, we've just been quite busy through winter with rodents, rats and mice, and cockroaches. Major influx in the last couple of years of the Gisborne cockroach. But the white-footed black house ant and the Argentine ant are the main two characters that we're dealing with at the moment. Because of the ground getting warmer, the ants are coming up to the surface and invading your house. So, yeah, ants and also flying spider. A lot of people get their house done this time of year, especially Christmas coming up. No one wants flies hanging around their Christmas dinner. So, so we're going to be busy from now through till probably April. So, yeah, we're going to be busy.
Busy. And do you find in the different regions, is it quite specific with like what sort of pests you're battling?
Yeah. The Richmond, quite bad for the Argentine ant, but saying that, they're moving around the whole area now. The easiest way to get ants on the move is through bark, people getting bark into their gardens. And they don't mind hitchhiking if you're in an area where your car is parked with the tyre on the gutter. They'll come into your car, they'll hitchhike and bail out when they get to your place and, move in. The white-footed black house ant, he's a bit of a house invader. He'll come in and invade your house and get into your walls and get around your pipes and that around your sinks and bathroom because they get the moisture off the pipes. So, and any smell of food, they'll be into that. So, ants are the one for sure this time of year.
Yeah, and I feel that in my bones, especially when you've got a small human in the house as well.
Oh, kids, eh?
Who will be like, oh, but I wanted that lolly, so I decided to leave it in my bedroom. And it's like, well.
Yeah, school holidays, eh? We get busy school holidays because, soft drinks, things getting tipped over and lollies and crumbs and, busy.
Anything sweet. Yeah. And do you have any tips or tricks for the listeners, Red, and just like, before we bring in you guys, like, is there any sort of little tips that you give people about?
One of the best ones is have a look around your house for any branches that are touching your house because that's a good access for ants but also for rodents. Think about rodents. They can jump a meter at a standing start. So up a tree, onto a branch, straight onto your roof, into your roof, and that's where they're there for winter, So, but for ants, yes. Any sort of vegetation, branches mainly, just, clear them away from your house. Just get hubby out there and, do a bit of a, cut the branches away, really. So,
that's a good one to know. I'm, sitting here going, okay, yep, that's something I should probably do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and also your depends on where your compost bin is as well. Like, keep it as far away from the house as you can with ants, but also rodents, rats, they like compost bins. It's a bit like breakfast in bed, really, for them. But certainly Argentine ant and the black ant, they will certainly, get into your compost bins and live in the dream, really. Berry fields, I find busy with spiders out that way because thing about spiders is there's not a lot of trees out there and they get blown in the wind, so they're going to attach to your house. A lot of dark houses out there, so white web on dark houses stands out, so I'm quite busy with spiders coming up this time of year, for sure. And ants, because people are taking their bark out there, which is fair enough, got to have bark, but with bark comes the ants.
Yeah. Well, speaking of busy, I'm going to let you back to your day. It's a beautiful day here, and I know your phone's been going off.
Oh, yeah. You're nuts. Yeah.
But thank you so much for coming in, Red. And to contact you, so you've got 03-548-0121 and on your mobile as well, 027-251-8229.
Yep.
How else can we hunt you guys down?
Shane at debugnelson.co.nz. Will get me as well, and I'll just get that and send it off to my appointment lady, Leanne, and she will sort you out for a time and day and go from there and sort your problem and fight the good fight on pest control.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for your time today, Reed.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.